644, 1320 WILS. You know, baby boomers are now downsizing. They want to give away their treasures many times to their children and to, you know, millennials. And guess what? They don't want it. These millennials have no interest in some of these beautiful antiques. Let's talk about what they can do. Kyle Bainter is with us, storage expert at callboxstorage.com. Kyle, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what do you guys do at callboxstorage.com?
Sure, sure. Callbox Storage is a service provider with a personal touch to it. And so, you know, as you can imagine, traditional storage has a lot of pain points to it between the pickup, the labor, the back and forth to a storage facility. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done is we've created a platform that we provide essentially an on-demand experience to the customer where we show up at their house, we load everything for them, provide a barcode, photo inventory, price process, so that then when we leave, the customer then gets a photo inventory of everything they have in storage. They can get things back with just a click.
Oh, that sounds great. So what do you tell those that want to downsize, they want to just get rid of things, what are their real options nowadays?
Sure. So I always recommend professional organizers. You know, there's a group out there, National Association of Professional Organizers. The short for that is NAPO. Mm-hmm. You can find an organizer that can come out there and help you figure out what you need to store, what you need to get rid of, mm-hmm. and what you need to donate. And so those folks are really good. There's also lots of helpful hints as well. Garage sales are good if you need to get rid of some
that's
stuff.
True. That's 50 cents a pop when you go to that level. Tell me this, Kyle. So do you deal with a lot of baby boomers yourself in your business?
We do. And so if you think about it, you know, population about 20-25% baby boomers, and they're all kind of right around that downsizing age where mm-hmm. maybe they want to live more urban for a period of time. And so it usually involves downsizing from the, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 square foot home down to, you know, smaller living place.
And so they're storing their items and they may or may not need them in the future. Is that what it is?
That's right. That's right. May or may not need them in the future, or they're, you know, let's take the holiday decorations, for example, you know, and the high rise might not have as much space as, you know, a large home. Yeah. And so there's a need for off-site storage.
And what do you think with millennials having apparently no interest in a lot of these heirlooms? Where do you think a lot of these items are going to end up that you're storing?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I think donation is always a good spot. You know, I think people can use things that others maybe couldn't. I think what we're seeing with the next generation is people want to live a little bit more urban, right? And so I think storage takes on a whole new meaning for those folks that they're living in a smaller apartment where they're near restaurants and shopping and all that. Mm-hmm. They probably need extra space, an extra closet, if you will, for storage. So it might just look a little bit different, but I still think there's a need.
So in the storage business, how's it going right now?
Yeah, storage is really hot. So it's been one of the best performing product types out of all real estate products over the last 10, 15 years. And, you know, as I mentioned, the demographics in the country are kind of aiding to that. And occupancy rates are up in kind of the 90% range. And so it's really been a good market.
I mean, it seems like a great business. You basically, you're getting paid to hold on to things and make sure they're safe, huh?
That's right. And kind of what storage has historically been, and sometimes it becomes a place where things go to disappear. So we are trying to do with our model is make it a place where things can go to be used, where they're accessible. You have clarity through an inventory on your phone and get things back.
And you
with
ease. Can see it because I used to watch that show Storage Wars, you know, this thing where they go in and
absolutely
auction off the, and it's a mystery, right? You don't know what's in there. Do you guys do any of that?
No, we don't do any of that. We generally try to work with customers as much as we can to get everyone current. So we don't have to do that. Yeah, we try to make that the exception, not the norm.
Yeah, and I guess in your case, nothing's a mystery. You know exactly what's in there, huh?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so, yeah.
It takes away from the fun. You're not going to find a Rolex watch randomly in there, huh?
Exactly. Or I think they just had a big find. I think in Dallas, a big find for a bunch of comic books that were in a storage unit that someone bought at an auction, and they ended up being worth thousands and thousands.
That's the dream, right? The dream
there you go.
Of storage.
That's right.
Kyle Bainter, he's a storage expert. He's at callboxstorage.com. That's what they do, callboxstorage.com. Kyle, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me. Yep.